Praise the Lord, everyone. Love, we talk, glorify, and magnify. Praise the Lord, everyone. We do glorify and magnify the Lord. Truly, He is worthy to be praised. Welcome to Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio. We honor the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ. We thank Him for this blessed day that He's bestowed upon us. We give glory and honor to Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Burden Bearer, our High Tower, our Strong Tower, everything we need. Glory to God. We're found in Him and in His Word as we pray unto our Father. We thank God, Lord, we God, for the power of prayer, the effective fervent power of prayer, effectual. We thank God, Lord, we God, for all His great and mighty acts. We do greet you in the name of the immaculate name of Jesus Christ. We honor Him and worship Him. He is worthy to be praised. We glorify our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. We thank God, glory to God, for renewed mercies every day, for His grace, for favor, this opportunity to be used for His glory. He is so marvelous. There is none like Him. He said those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth, and we do worship in Him and give Him praise. We thank Him, glory to God, because there is none other than by the name of Jesus Christ the only way for any of us to be saved. We thank Him for Him from all that He's been through on our behalf to redeem us back to the Father. And now at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. So we give Him glory for being a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this, to be an intercessor, to be a warrior, to be one that we can stand in the gap for those that don't know Him in the pardon of their sins, for those, Lord God, that need of a Savior, those that need a healing, those that need deliverance, those that are in between the valley of decisions, those, Lord God, that are struggling with their identity, those that, glory to God, are having family problems or marital problems, or those are things that are going on in the government, those things that are happening at this time in our election, those are things that are going on in our churches, praying for the missionaries, the homeless, the nations. We just pray for our youth and pray, glory to God, for so many things that are going on. And then also to cover the prayer warriors, those that are standing in the gap as intercessors and standing on the wall and standing in truth on what God's word is saying and declaring it and standing forward to God on the promises of the Lord. So we give God the glory for Him being, glory to God, the Most High God, Elohim. We thank Him for being Adonai, the Lord of the Master. We thank you for being Yahweh, the Lord Jehovah, the divine salvation. We thank you for being Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner, Jehovah, the Lord my shepherd, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healed, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, Jehovah Tefkenu, the Lord our righteousness, Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord who sanctifies us. Elohim, the Lord, the everlasting God, Elohim. The power and mighty Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Saba, the Lord of hosts. We do give Him glory, we give Him praise. Bless the Lord. We hadn't did our reading from the Jesus Calling Devotional Bible in a couple of weeks or so. I want to read something out of that tonight to share with you while we're preparing for the prayer warriors to come in, and God bless us. We pray tonight for those things that we just mentioned. Amen. He's got his sufficiency in this sacred fragment world. Oh, I shouldn't say sacred. It's scattered. Scattered fragment world. I am the central reality that holds everything together. When you keep your focus on me, your life has meaning and beauty. Without me, the world would be utterly desolated. Without meaning or hope, I came into the world to show you the way to the Father, the way to the eternal life. However, I am infinitely more than a sign pointing to you in the right direction. I myself am the way. Since I am and my Father are one, I am Almighty God. Yet I condescended to become a man so I could bear your sins and be your friend. I also want to show you the Father's faith in and through me. Everything you need is concentrated in me. Truth is the short supply in the world, but I am the truth. As you fill your hearts and minds with the wonders of my glorious being, I keep your mind in bright focus, driving back the darkness of worldly thinking. This creates scarce space within you. My very life can thrive. There is no way to eternal life besides me, but you need no other way. Why should you want to follow a man-made path when my path of life is wide open before you? This path grows with my radiant presence, and it stretches all the way into eternity. As you persevere along the way with me, I give you samples of forevermore pleasure. See the reference scriptures in John 14:6, John 10:30, Hebrews 1:3, and Psalms 16:11. Praise the holy name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So as we come in agreement tonight in prayer, praise the Lord, we'll open up with prayer and just want to pray some scriptures concerning prayer and our perseverance in prayer in this hour, in this time, regardless of what we're hearing, what we're seeing, what we have knowledge of, through the high times, the low times, the mountaintop times, the valley times. Nevertheless, God said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. His word promises even that he'll work things for our good according to his rich. He'll work all things for the good for those that love him and called according to his purpose. And he promised in his word also that he'll supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. So we got to hold fast to faith what he told us in his word, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. All our ways through the acknowledging of him, and he will direct our path. So we got to hold fast to the promises of the Lord and not be moved by the cares of this life, because the adversary is pulling out all stops. But the greater one is on the inside of us, and greater is he on the inside of us than he is after us. So if we hold fast to what God's word says, submit ourselves to the Lord, resist the devil, he'll flee. And sometimes it doesn't happen right away, but in the meantime, we got to keep the faith to hold fast to what his word says regardless. So when we pray the prayer of faith for ourselves, for others, for those that we stand in the gap, for our nations, for those that are going through at this hour, the things that we see that are contrary to the will of the Lord, the things, glory to God, that the enemy is filtrating so much in this earth realm, the greater one still yet, because of he that lives on the inside of him, because God's word and his promise and what he's already said is to yet come to pass. That's why, glory to God, the lights are still on. That's why, glory to God, it's not the destruction, even though we see things going on around us. But God is going to protect his own, but we have to stay in the ark of safety. We can't be running around on Hollywood Boulevard. We have to stay on Miracle Street, as well as, glory to God, persist in the joy of the Lord and his word. Amen. Praise God. Our scripture reading tonight will be coming from Jeremiah 29:11-15. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your forbearance and gather you from all the nations. Praise the Lord, and we'll stop there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in your presence tonight, we come with the attitude of gratitude, the mindset to pray in the feet and to hear from you. And as we stand in the gap, we're standing on the promises of the Lord that you will, glory to God, fulfill those promises according to your word as we stand fast on your word and not be moved by what we hear, what we see. Glory to God. We pray, glory to God, as your word let us know that as much is given, much is required. And as we are praying in an agreement, even for the warriors, God, regardless of what's going on around and what has taken place, God, that you're going to bless and you'll bring the increase. No matter what the troubles, the trials, or the situation, we can hold fast to what your word says. God, help us to be like that tree planted by the rivers of the water, that we shall not be moved, and that we'll stand fast and know, glory to God, as we cast these cares and cast these concerns, that the promises of the Lord added riches maketh no sorrows. So we have our promise. We have your promise. And that help us, glory to God, to stand fast and to be in a place that we present, glory to God, to you, our gift of praise and worship and our spirit of obedience and submission to your will so you can magnify yourself in us. God, we thank you that your word says that your people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God, give us the strength in us so that where we are weak, that we'll be built up. Where we are torn down, glory to God, we allow you to come in and you minister, you move, and you do whatever is necessary that we may be able to be out here for the long haul, for the marathon. God, we pray, God, for what your word says. And therefore, if I tell you whatever we pray so that we can believe that we're going to receive it. As you told us in Mark 11, as you said in Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in prayer and by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto you. And so in that making of our requests and giving thanksgiving, Lord, help us to have the peace. Help us to have that, get to a place, glory to God, that we are rested on the truth of what your word says, that we won't be moved by what those things, glory to God, are trying to dictate and manipulate us in the name of Jesus. That we have that mindset, glory to God, to know that you, oh, glory to God, will give us that peace that surpasses all understanding, but we're going to have to keep our minds and hearts set on you and have that mindset, glory to God, that we take on the mind of Christ so that when we can think on those things that are lovely and is just and is true and of a good report in the name of Jesus. Therefore, glory to God, help us if there's any sin in our lives, any error in our lives that we'll do what the word says about confessing our sins and glory to God to you first of all. And then if there's some error in us that we need to have touch and agree to even confess one to another, that we may pray, glory to God, for healing and pray for deliverance. And we'll pray, glory to God, the prayer of faith, glory to God, that we'll see those that are sick in need of a Savior or they need deliverance or healing and whatever, and have, glory to God, the faith to know that it's going to come to pass. God, we ask you, Lord God, to cleanse our hearts. If you find anything within our hearts that are not lining up with your word, that's just a transgression indeed of thought, forgive us. And God, as we pray according to 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us. God, we thank you, Lord God, for all your great and mighty acts. You're so marvelous, so wonderful. God, help us, glory to God, not to lean to the left or the right. We pray, glory to God, a prayer of encouragement over the warriors, God, that they will stick and stand fast. We pray, glory to God, for the believers, that, God, whatever capacity that they're standing in, as whether it's an apostle, whether it's a teacher, whether they're standing as Gephardt, evangelist or prophet, or they're standing, glory to God, in ministries of help, or whatever it may be, God, help us. Even in the midst of the trials and the tribulation, you are there because you promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Help us to keep looking to the hills of summer. I pray, God, you put perseverance in their spirit. Give them a desire like never before to call upon your name, to keep persistent and pursuing after you until manifestation comes. God, we pray encouragement. We pray joy. We pray, glory to God, that they will be in a place that when you say, when we ask, it shall be given, seek, we shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. God, help us to not let the circumstances dictate to us and manipulate us and cause us to deviate off the path. Even though discouragement may come, help us to keep casting that care. Help us to be able to join together when it's necessary. First of all, seeking your face, but join together in prayer with faith. Glory to God. You say, how can two walk together unless they agree? Help us to be on one accord so that no matter what comes, glory to God, yes, your word says, and we believe your word is yes and amen, and we believe your report. So, God, I pray, God, for their strength. I pray for their courage. I pray that they continue to declare and, glory to God, decree what thus says the Lord in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, glory to God, that we will be found in your word. We'll be found on that path of the straight and narrow. We'll be found walking circumspectly to your word. We'll be found seeking out your face. We'll be found, glory to God, confessing your word. We'll be found obedience to your word. We'll be found, glory to God, declaring and binding and loosing and cursing and canceling the assignment of the Eden of the enemy and having the faith, glory to God, even with the patience, glory to God, to stand and to continue to pursue in the name of Jesus. And God, help us to know, glory, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, your word is true. You're not a God that you should lie. When your word go out, it's going to accomplish everything that you set it out to do. Help us, glory to God, to know there is power in prayer. There's power in prayer for healing. There's power in prayer for deliverance. There's power in prayer for encouragement. There's power in prayer, glory to God, for us to take courage and pray. Power in prayer, glory to God, for those that are blind, glory to God, for the eyes to come on, whether spiritual or naturally, with glory, our power and prayer, glory to God, for us to be in a place to know, glory to God, that you are a provider, that you, glory to God, are one that can regulate our minds and glory, our bind the broken heart and set the captive free. God, help us to know, glory to God, what your words are. Help us to know that you require of us to be humble. You say, humble ourselves in the mighty hand of God, and you'll do the exalting. Help us not to push no door open that you don't want open. You say, what door God closed, no, glory to God, no man can open, and what door you open, no man can close. Help us not to lean to the left or the right. Help us not to be manipulated by smooth-talking people or glory to God, those that have ulterior motives, and we don't have the spirit of discernment to operate in, as you call us. Help us to be equipped with the Holy Spirit, the words, and the tools that you give us. Because you said in your word that you let us know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. It's not a time to faint now. You said, glory to God, we will reap if we faint not. Glory to God, help us not to be to that point that we get so caught up now that we don't want to lend a helping hand, that we're shutting up our vows against our brothers, glory to God, or our sisters because of what we hear, what we see, or what we've been through. Help us to have the mindset to do as Christ has called us to do, to walk as he has walked, and help us, glory to God, to pattern ourselves after him, that we'll, glory to God, be the image of Christ. God, we're praying for your people, praying for the warriors, we're praying for the body, praying for those that you put in capacity of leadership so that when they can lead people over into the light, not in darkness, that when people eat off their fruit tree, they can be able to have the fruit, glory to God, of righteousness. Those fruit, glory to God, that's going to manifest the character of Jesus Christ. God, we need you like never before. And there's errors, glory to God, in all of us where we've grown and matured, but there's still things you want to deliver us. So God, help us to not to think that we've already achieved, already arrived. Help us to keep striving for more of you, even like with Paul, that I might know him, glory to God, in the power of suffering, in his resurrection. God, we need you like never before. So we ask you, God, as you bless them, to be encouraged and to not to let go, but to persevere, glory to God, to be persistent, to be to know that they're overcomers and triumphant and glory are more than a conqueror in you. We bind up every satanic and demonic and every spirit of the enemy of darkness that will come in to manipulate, to come into the minds of yours and people, glory to God, to cause them to deviate off the path or cause them to get weak and feel just enough to get by or just get complacent, get to the point they become hypocritical or get to the point they start busybodying or whatever. We cancel those assignments. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray for a mindset to strive for you, for more of you. And God, it's just me. It's me standing there. And sometimes it don't have to be it's to know that it's time, glory to God. We're standing in error. Then we cast those chairs. Let you come in and cleanse and bless us, glory to God, so we can let go and let God and forgive and walk over to God and the power of the anointing, because that's like a cancer right there, that's unforgiveness. But we have eaten up people on the inside and causing so much pain as the spirit of running havoc all over the place. We bind that up in the name of Jesus. Help us to stay open to you in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless. Even while we're waiting on to hear what the verdict is, as we pray, even in the government now, what's going on, glory to God, with this election, that we cast our cares upon you. Know that you are our Jehovah God, Jireh. You are our lead. You are, glory to God, our protector. You are our banner. You are, glory to God, the up and the finish of our faith, that we not be moved by what's going on. But we will use the wisdom of the tools that you've given us through prayer, and also when we have to walk in faith, and faith without works is dead. So our part that we need to do, can't sit back in this, oh, the Lord, you've given us some authority and some power to walk in and some things that we have to do here in this earth realm. So help us use that authority that you've given us. In the name of Jesus, let us not allow the enemy to cause us to be rocked asleep as a sleeping giant and then cause us, glory to God, to be in a place that what we should have, could have, and didn't do. But I bless you today, God. God, thank you for peace, and thank you for joy, thank you for excitement, anticipation of expectancy, no matter what's going on around me. We're still, glory to God, blessed, and we're still, glory to God, anointed, and we're still, glory to God, a vessel of God's honor for him to use us at this hour and at this time. So we give God the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for the prayer warriors that are on the line tonight. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Want to find out who is online to pray tonight. Amen. We have things, as we said, for the government at this time, for the election. We're praying for the Lord's will, his word, for things that are happening in the church. We're praying for unity, praying against the division, praying for harmony, praying for encouragement, praying for, glory to God, the things that are happening in the homes now and some of these demonic forces that are really coming up against in this land is for this murder and genocide and suicide and even the things, glory to God, that are happening in the lives of many that are homeless now because of various situations, especially even after the storm, but so many even with earthquakes and tsunamis, all kinds of things that are happening. So those things need to be covered. We can't take it for granted because we have food and clothes and shelter today or what tomorrow holds. Our faith is in the Lord, but we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we do know who holds it. So our faith is going to be in him. Amen. Praise God. Do we have any of the warriors on the line now to pray?
Hello?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Jeremy. I just
Hello,
got
Jeremy.
On here. I'm not. This is the first time I've been on here.
Oh, okay, then praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I could
pray for a few categories if you'd like, and then I like me and my friend do this. My good, real good friend. I'll pray for him, and then he'll pray for me. So I don't know
praise
if
God.
There's
so
anything you need tonight as well.
Praise the Lord. And he said, Jeremy, well, okay, Jeremy, we're
yes,
allowing
ma'am.
You to come in and pray for one or two of those areas. And we take prayer requests afterwards. If you we may not be on
yeah.
as long tonight, but some of our prayer warriors have different engagements and some other things that are transpiring at tonight. But if they don't come on soon, then, you know, we'll go ahead and take some prayer requests. But we do want to cover some of those grounds now. So is there a specific
okay.
one God put in your spirit so we know the next person that come on will pray. What is it that you want to cover tonight?
I'll pray for the youth, and I'll pray for the government.
Okay, then. Normally we take one or sometimes two. So that you go ahead, Jeremy. I'll allow you to go ahead and share with us what's in your heart according to what the Word is saying. Amen? Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Lord God, I thank you right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you for touching our youth, Lord God, here in America. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for just getting to them, Lord God. I pray you just reach them, Lord God. You'd start compelling people to do whatever it takes in love and everything to just really show love, not just speak it, not just showing, not just saying something, just to say it, but actually do it with demonstration to bless people, to be doing things in a radical generosity manner. I pray, Lord God, I thank you for that, for people rising up all over and just helping young people and everything, Lord God. Thank you for more people that would be just loving on people, no matter how they look or what they do, what they've done, how they've dressed. Thank you, Lord God, for that, Lord God, for touching them, for saving them. In Jesus' name, for that there be a great revival, a great outpouring, Lord God, I pray for. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I believe it's coming. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for our government, Lord God. I pray you touch them, Lord God. I pray that you'd confuse the enemy and the enemies against that are trying to come against our nation and people that are trying to rise up with lies and different things. And, Lord God, I pray right now you would confuse the enemy's camp. Pray you'd bring confusion to their camp, Lord God, in Jesus' name, and that they wouldn't be able to function. But you would save them, Lord God. I pray you'd save them, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. If they would turn to you, that you will save. So I thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. I pray for Donald Trump, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for protection, Lord God, for him. We pray that you would protect him, Lord God, against spiritual attacks and against physical attacks, Lord God. Thank you for that, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. We give God glory. Amen. For those prayers,
amen.
Praise God. And if you're on long enough, we want to take your prayer request. We're going to finish the prayer first, and then we'll do the prayer request, okay?
All
You had a prayer request for tonight?
I was just wanting to have prayer for my the ministry that I feel like God has for me. I'm not really sure. I need some direction on some things with it. And then my business affairs. Just prayer for my business that I'm starting up and everything.
Okay, and for the business. Okay, I'm just writing that down so that when we cover the, we go back to the prayer requests. Okay, is anyone else that's on the prayer line tonight? A prayer, my regular prayer warriors, I know a few of them were going to be out tonight, but it looked like I don't see them on right tonight. Is there anyone else? And then we'll cover a couple of more things, and then we're going to take these prayer requests. Amen. If not, praise God. We pray for the body of Christ. Father, in Jesus' name, as we are before you tonight, we do give you glory and praise for the power of forgiveness. God, as we stand in the gap for unity in the body of Christ, we come against the mass confusion and the spirit of chaos as the enemy is running rampant to bring division, the prestige, power struggles, and various things that the enemy is doing to cause confusion, even with busybody and sowing discord. We know this is not of you, and you said, let those things not be named among us. So, God, we are praying for unity. We're praying for the power of forgiveness and some things that have been on the heart of men, and they are still doing kingdom work around things that need to be addressed when we have all against one another. You said, if a brother have all against you, you go to your brother. So, God, we are praying for those things to come back to mind and the conviction and the repentance spirit, so that way the enemy won't have opportunity to just run rampant through and try to bring a light, try to bring a dark cloud over those that are standing for righteousness and standing for holiness. We pray against the forces of the enemy that have come against the anointed, for those that will name the name of Christ and name of Jesus as their Lord. We bind up every satanic and demonic force that have come in, glory to God, against this battle in the kingdom of God. We blind up the forces of the enemy bringing confusion in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that this thing turn around and we'll come back to that place as your people, as your word says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that my people, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, glory to God, and humble themselves and allow you to come in, and when we repent, God, you will heal the land and you will bring deliverance. So we are praying that we'll get back to that place, that foundation of what you said. And those that have not had, never had the fear, they will get the fear of the Lord. They're reverencing you and acknowledging you. And those, glory to God, are losing the fear because they've gotten caught up in other things. We're praying for their deliverance. We're praying for you, God, to move in a miraculous way. We're praying for those that are discouraged and have lost their way and got caught up because of the financial crisis or other things that are happening, things they've lost and grief and sorrow and all kinds of other things the enemy has used to come against. God, I pray that they will be able to regain their faith and be back in a place, Lord. I pray strength, that we'll pray one for another. We may not see one another, but we can pray where prayer goes all around the globe. It'll reach places of people that we'll never see or circumstances, but we'll pray and believe, God, we can hear the report. And some may be now and some may be later. Some may, glory to God, be on the other side. Whatever it is, God, we're just trusting and believing you that you're working things out, that you're going to move as we pray the effective fervent prayers of the righteous in the name of Jesus. And we pray for those that are standing and standing strong and standing with all they know how. God, we pray for strength when they get weak and grow, they got to find themselves wavering a little bit. We're praying, God, that you would encourage, lift them up, breathe on them, Lord, help them to hold fast to the promise of the Lord. We pray, glory to God, that you would send help in those ones that need help in the church, or they need help, glory to God, in their families. They need help, glory to God, in their ministries. They need help, glory to God, for direction, or they need help, glory to God, because now things are being bombarding them and overwhelming them, and they're getting in a place where it seems like they're on shaky ground. I pray, glory to God, for strength. I pray for courage. I pray for encouragement, that they'll remember who the Lord thy God is. He is their provider. He is their Jehovah Jireh, the one, glory to God, that will provide. He is El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God, and not only for those, but every one of us. God, help us to remember the promises of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. Remember that John 10:10 says that peace came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life and life more abundantly. So we're standing on that promise. And God, so we pray for encouragement and blood covering over them. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over every demonic and satanic and unclean and foul spirit that will come against the prayer, come against those ones that we are praying for, and even the sickness and disease that are in the land that is causing some, glory to God, to lose sight because they're going through so much. But you are healing and delivering. God, we just pray, God, thy will be done in us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Amen. What we're going to do now, praise the Lord, since I'm not quite sure if it's something maybe because of the election or maybe because I know a few others, like I said, have some other pressing matters tonight or not able to come on. So I believe in standing up in the gap and doing what God requires. And even if the anointing is flowing, we'll do what he says. And when the anointing lifts, then we'll release. But I did not want to let the night go by without praying. So what we will do now is take the prayer requests. Amen. So one of them already know, Jeremy. That
yes.
You're about to say something else?
Oh, no. I was just...
Okay, I was about to say we go ahead and pray for that request. And I do have a couple of them, too. There's some people that are going through in their bodies that we will be praying for, too, as well. And... if there's anyone else that has one out there, then we'll definitely pray. Our prayer time is usually hour and a half to maybe hour and 20. And like I said, tonight, with everything that's going on, I do not want to just leave air time out there. And when God finishes, we'll finish. So if we have to be short tonight and do whatever God requires in the prayers, that's what we're going to do. For those prayer requests, prayers that come for, now we take those requests. And if the Lord say anything else, then we'll do that, and then we'll be released from the line. So if there's not another prayer request, one that I had, two that I had, is praying for Pastor Bird that's going through with vertigo, and this thing is going on to the second week, and there was some progress being made, and all of a sudden she had two attacks come back on her. So we were praying that this thing be totally destroyed, that the force of the enemy that's come to attack her body, that she will get freedom and liberty from that dizziness and from those things that were causing her body to not be able to function as it should. And she's a powerful prayer warrior and a prophet. So we're going to pray because the enemy has been having a lot of attacks against the body. So we're going to pray against that vertigo. We're going to pray for evangelist First Lady Betty Gaines. She was in a coma a few weeks ago, and the Lord blessed, brought her out of the coma. And then about a week and some days later, she was on life support. And so she was on life support almost to the Saturday past would have been, well, Saturday past would have been 3 weeks. But that Wednesday prior, when they were getting ready to pull the plug, the Lord blessed her to wake up before they even came in to do that. So we thank God for the power of prayer that she's awoke, but we're praying for a total healing. She has, she's been doing dialysis at home and also have another condition with diabetes. But we're praying there will be no brain damage, there will be no paralyzation or whatever. I probably make that word up. So she won't have any of that, anything to where affecting her muscles or limbs or whatever like this. So we believe in God for a healing. And if you don't do it designedly with the kidney, we believe in that she will have one over to God that, that she's on that list. So we're praying for evangelist James Adamson. And we have some mothers that we are praying for, too, some elderly ones. It could be 91. Mother Freeman, she's been ready to be 91, but she's still in the house, still cooking, still doing everything for herself. She'll be 91 on November 1st, but she just had an operation on her knee a few weeks back. And instead of it getting progressing better, it's affecting her other leg, so it may be that it's pressing up against the nerve, so she needs some for her doctors not to just dismiss this as just whatever they may be thinking it is, but there is really a serious problem. Something is happening where it's causing other problems in her body, so we want her to be healed and be seen and not, don't have no misdiagnosis or prognosis. So, and mother, she's 80-something years old, mother Smalls from Grenada. We pray for her. She had a stroke, but she's doing tremendously better, but she has some problems walking in some area on her eye, blind side on one of her eyes. So those are my requests that I have for tonight. So if there's anyone else having came on with a request, we're going to go ahead and pray. Praise the Lord. Well, Jeremy, we're going to pray for you first. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in your presence tonight, we come over to God with already having the confidence to know what we pray that we're believing, as it says in Mark 11, when you pray, believe that you receive. So we're praying right now for the direction that he needs for his ministry, that God, you will give him the wisdom, because you said in James, any like wisdom ask of you. God, give him discernment for what direction he needs to take. And you said in your word in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to our own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge you, you'll direct our path. And we pray, Lord, we got to get any spirit that will try to come and manipulate, anything that will try to bring confusion where he has to be a guessing, that it will be truly a releasing. And whatever this direction that he needs, we bind up interference from the enemy, that he won't turn back around and overwhelm him with many voices. God, I'm praying that he will be to a place that he can get quiet in the spirit and get some place where he can be able to seek out your face, even though there might have some inputs here and there. God, what are you saying at this hour? I come against anything that will turn back around and try to overwhelm him, to be anxious for nothing, because as you already told us in Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Then you told us to make our request known to you, and then after we make our request known, then give thanksgiving to you, then you'll give us the peace that passes all understanding. When we get tormented or agitated or aggravated, or we pull from here and there, we know it's a trick of the enemy. So I cancel every assignment of the enemy to bring any voices or either interference or either or maybes or should be or could be or whatever. God, make it so plain and so clear that he will be so precise that he'll know exactly what the Lord is saying. Even though he may not see it in the natural, but what you'll give him in the spirit for him to know that it's the spirit of the Lord that's speaking to his heart. God, give it to him so he will know that the Lord is blessing. So, God, we pray for that ministry. We pray that whatever he does, that every care and every concern be cast upon the Lord, that he will walk in the path circumspectly of what God has for us. You said in your word in Psalms 119 that the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. So I'm praying, God, that you'll light that pathway. And as he humbled himself and let you do it, I'm praying, God, you do a miraculous work, that, God, the spirit of the Lord will be so much prevalent, and that everybody will know that this is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. God, I pray for faith, and I pray, Lord, about his steadfastness in the faith, and that he'll not be moved, and know that all things are possible through Christ Jesus. Nothing, glory to God, God wants us to do without seeking his face, because it takes faith, as you said in Hebrews 11:6, that now faith 11:1 first, now faith is the suffering of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. No matter about what I see, what your word says, and I'm going to stand on that. In the meantime, you're not going to be moved by any other spirit but the spirit of the Lord. And then you said, only when it pleases you in sickness is, glory to God, is to say. And then when we come to you, believe that you are God and rewarder of them just like diligently seeking. So God bless him. Encourage his heart in the name of Jesus. Let peace be upon him when he's sleeping, when he rises up. Even for the business, God, even for tying in, glory to God, for being a businessman, but then, first of all, seeking God's face and doing the business of God, and everything else will be lined up, because he said, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be lined up. I pray for his endeavor, for his future, for what he's desiring to do, that God, if he will be one of those ones that will be honest, a man of integrity, and let God give him, glory to God, how to walk. I pray, God, for favor. I pray, glory to God, that there will be blessings, glory to God, upon that he'll do, and God, that he'll not allow anything to get in the way, glory to God, to cause him to deviate from anything that God is saying. Don't let no voice or nothing else anybody else is doing or saying. Don't allow him to be a copycat, whether they got a clone of anything else. But God, whatever you have given him, let him walk in a specific instruction. And even those things that you may even have somebody else support it, let it witness that it is a witness of the Spirit, that it is God to say, okay, then, all right, you can take that info and you can incorporate it, but it'll still be lining up with what God is saying. So I pray for his courage and his encouragement, and let him not be weary in well-doing. He shall weep if he faint not. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I had one more minor thing. Well, it's not really minor, but one thing was, if you don't mind, to pray for into like my future wife. I've been praying, but I felt like God gave me a dream, and I had like a like almost nearly like a dream vision of her, because I felt like I saw her on a stage, and then she had a microphone and stuff, and I can go into more detail if you want, but she was just beautiful though. I saw a beautiful young lady and everything, and she was singing. I felt like she was either a singer now or going to be a singer, and then she walked down towards me. I was sitting at this like, you know, square black table, and she walked down off the stage towards me, and while she was singing or something. But then it was like she came like right, and I felt like she was gonna. I felt like we were gonna get married soon, or she was my wife. But I just need wisdom and direction for, like, you know, direction and timing.
You're doing the right thing by seeking out the counsel of the Lord, and He does give us visions and dreams. Amen. So we know unhealing and all good and perfect gifts come from the Lord. Father, I agree with Jeremy for him listening to hear the voice of God as we stand for putting his trust in you. So, God, we're praying as you manifest this vision, this dream. Let him be anxious for nothing, to rest in you. Thank you, glory to God, that you're giving him a glimpse of his future, of the things yet to come. And, God, I know that you're going to work it out, that you may get the glory in it. So, God, I pray that he'll be in that place waiting on the Lord and being of good courage and letting God strengthen his heart and let God direct his path. So I pray, glory to God, that you are blessed. Let it not be no counterfeit that would try to intervene on what God has already given him and what's to be his future. But while he's waiting on her, let him cast that care and that concern and let you, glory to God, bless and manifest what is going to take place as you preparing her and preparing him in the name of Jesus. And when their spirits meet, glory to God, it'd be almost like Mary and Elizabeth, when the baby leaped in the belly, it would just be such a witness that it's the Spirit of the Lord. But in the midst of it all, God, if he trusts you and seek out your face, let him rest, let him not be anxious, but let him continue to consider the things that you've given him for ministry and for the business while you are blessing, glory to God, that other peace to come in place. So, God, I pray continuously that you would just let him walk in his joy, let him walk in peace, and like I said, walk in the favor of God. In the name of Jesus, and help him, glory to God, to keep encouraging himself and through the word and through the promises of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Before I put out the other prayer requests that I have for the other ladies, is there someone else that came online that have a prayer request at this time? Praise God. If not, then I want to pray for Pastor Bird, glory to God, against us. This is vertigo. We have been praying in agreement that the Lord will bless and bring deliverance to us. So we careful.
I'm sorry, I'm here. I was trying to get my phone unmuted. This is Elder Pam Kincaid. I would like for you to remember my brother in prayer.
Okay.
He's dealing with some cancer. If you could remember him, and also remember my unsaved son, that God would save him. And remember me, that God, I will continue to get closer and closer and closer walk with the Lord. That's my heart's desire. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Tell me your brother's name again. I forgot.
Donnie.
Your brother's name is Donnie?
Yes.
Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, as we pray for Elder Kincaid, that she made a request for her brother that's been dealing with challenge with cancer, and how you blessed and moved in a miraculous way in time past, and now the enemy has attacked again and is rising back up on his body from the report as she was saying, from the doctor. So we're still believing you, glory to God, for continued miracles in that vessel, that God, he would yield himself and avail himself to you and bind up the forces of the enemy that has come to steal, because we know cancer is not of God. Any sickness and disease that comes, well, it comes from the enemy. And you said in your word, by your stripes we were healed, healing is in your wing, and you sent your word to heal. It's the enemy that comes to rob in the name of Jesus. So we pray for her brother, for his deliverance, and we pray for his salvation. We pray for her son's salvation, that you will bless him and give him a mind to want to be saved. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. We come against the spirit of rebellion and stubbornness that the adversary will have us in our preconceived notions and ideals and things over to God that is luring him in this direction or that direction or whatever may be going on in his life to keep him from coming to you, God. We pray that you will bless and those yokes be destroyed. We cast them out and send them back to the dry place with the cane. So we pray, God, for his deliverance, for his healing. God, help him to know over to God Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So we're praying for whatever those strongholds are, that they come down in Jesus' name. We're praying for her as a close a walk with the Lord, that she'll be encouraged, that she'll hold fast to the word of God. Keep seeking his faith. Keep standing on the promise that when discouragement comes and things occur in life, Lord, I help her to keep running to the rock that's higher than her and trust in the Lord that he is the one, glory to God, that's her savior and her deliverer, her burden bearer, her strong tower, her high tower. Praying, glory to God, the 91 songs, glory to God, that she remember what the word says there and what he says, glory to God, and waiting and trusting him. Whatever, glory to God, her endeavors, for her to seek the face of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Pastor Bird against the spirit of the enemy that come against the body. In the name of Jesus, we know that what your word says, that you healed us already at Calvary. It's that thief that keep coming in to come against these bodies and come against these the healing power that you already said that's in the vessel. He comes and rob us of our health and our joy and our peace and to try to bring disturbance to wear us out and wear us down. So we pray for that spirit of vertigo that's coming against her body and the off balances and the spirit that caused the dizziness and whatever the core of this thing is, God at the root. So it won't have to be a reoccurrence. In the name of Jesus, we pray encouragement to her. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Pastor Evangelist Addison, that God should have did so many miracles in her life and brought her back so many times from the enemy, and she's still fighting and still standing, still preaching and teaching whenever her body is over to God, allow her to. We thank you for the words of encouragement that's in the inside of her, but we pray that you strengthen her, raise her up, and let her be glory to God, that vessel that you call even the mortal in these last days. Thank you for the mighty move of your hand through the healing and deliverance, and God, want you to keep moving. But at the end of the day, no matter who we're praying for, ourselves or this one or that one or whatever, we got to trust, glory to God, that you have the last say. So no matter what it looks like, sound like, so God, we're praying still yet for the Spirit of the Lord to do some miraculous and amazing things, but we cast those cares back. We pray for her husband, pray for his strength during this hour and this time as he's been by her side and praying, and pray for the lovers. Pray, glory to God, for Mother Friedman. God, we pray that you will bless and touch her body and bring healing and deliverance and cancel the assignment of the forces of the enemy that have come against her body. That after she didn't have the surgery, it should have been a manifestation more of your healing power. Here the enemy is coming to come against the nerve in it, or as we were saying, it could be that or whatever, without any infection. But we pray, God, give this mother some peace and some relief, God, as she's standing, glory to God, on your word. We pray, glory to God, that you open the eyes of the doctors. If you want to use them, God, we know you can do it miraculously, but we also know that you can also do a work, even, glory to God, in opening the eyes of the doctor or the specialist or whoever, so that way they can be able to see what the problem is. God bless her right now, so she can have some rest and some peace and cancel that pain, that glory to God, that's overwhelming her in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you so much for Mother Small, as you have brought her through that stroke, and you blessed and you moved in her life. The enemy is still fighting her, God. Don't let her be fearful or fretful or falling because of that she's been so independent and doing for herself and doing for so many others. She has, glory to God, such a legacy of how her life has been living to do a blessing and be there for others. So I'm praying that you touch Mother Smalls now, strengthen her body, encourage her, and bless her, glory to God, she continue to encourage others. And God, come against every attack of the enemy to try to make her feel hopeless or helpless in any way. But I pray that word that's on the inside of her, she always encouraging others, it will, glory to God, bubble up on the inside of her and cause her to be in a place, glory to God, to continue to fight in the good fight of faith. Thank you for Mother Alexander. Pray, glory to God, you continue to bless her. Pray, Lord God, for Evangelist Brenda Jenkins, God, as the enemy has attacked her. But we're standing on the promise of her and Sister Cindy, Prophetess Cindy, where the enemy calls herself trying to come against them with cancer. Cancer is got a bow and everything else at the name of Jesus. Thank you for the miraculous work and movement of the healing and deliverance that is taking place in their body. Pray you continue to bless them and encourage them as they still preaching and teaching and speaking the word of God and encouraging others and standing in the gap for others. So, God, I just thank you so much for them in the name of Jesus. We praise you and glorify you. Pray, glory to God, for Mother Howard, I mean, Evangelist Elder Howard, in the name of Jesus, down in Georgia, that you will bless her in the name of Jesus, that you will minister to her too against those attacks that are coming against her for whether it be her heart or whatever else she's trying to do with her breathing. God, that you are a healer and a deliverer. You have been moving so miraculous so many times in her life. Encourage her that she continues to stand on the word and on the faith in the name of Jesus as you work a work in her life. Pray glory to God for Pastor Graham, Apostle Orr, those that was in the storm and how you covered them. We pray, God, for you to bless and pray for Mother McCormick, that you are blessed in her family, and even go right in the transition and they're moving, all that you are doing for her family. We pray, glory to God, for all that you've done and what you're doing. There is none like you. You are a marvelous and awesome God. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Yes, all the church. God.
Praise God. We have any prayer, other prayer requests before we close out the line tonight? We're started out with prayer, and then it wasn't that many warriors on, so we have prayed, and so we ask for requests now, so we're in that place of taking requests and praying, and when the Lord is through, we're through. Amen. Amen.
Everything after that.
I hear someone talking in the background. Do you have a prayer request?
You could pray for me.
Okay. Who is this?
This is Kristen.
Sister who?
I'm just praying for breakthrough.
Breakthrough? Okay. Mm-hmm. Father, as we come before you tonight, glory to God, for my sister on the line that's asking to have some noise in the background. I need you to mute your phone. We're praying, glory to God, for my sister for a breakthrough, that God, as she's seeking out your face and put her trust and her faith in you, that God, you said, lean not to our own understanding. All your ways acknowledge you. You will direct the path. We pray, glory to God, for discernment, that she'll be able to discern, glory to God, what it is that, and what God want her to do in the name of that music, what God want her to do. And so forth, glory to God, we bind up every device that would try to keep her from hearing the voice of God. God, I pray, glory to God, that you will anoint her with the ear to hear what the Lord is saying. We pray, glory to God, for a peace and a quietness in her spirit so that way she can be able to listen and know the voice of God, and that whatever the forces that have come up to bombard her, to try to interfere, to try to manipulate, or try to come in, glory to God, to cause her to be in a place where she can't hear clearly or she can't move, glory to God, the way the Lord desired for her to move, we bind it up and take authority. Whether it's something spiritual, whether it's something physical, whether it's a voice, or whether it's voices, or whether it's something, glory to God, going on in the body or in her life, however it is, God, the greater one is on the inside of her, glory to God, than he is after. We come against every voice, every situation, every circumstance that will interfere with the move of God in her life. We pray, glory to God, that she puts all her trust and casts all her cares upon you because you care for her, that she humble herself and allow you, glory to God, hallelujah, to exalt her. God, you are going to show her the direction that she needs to take and what she needs to do. So, God, I call for peace that passes all understanding, when she keeps her heart and mind steadfast on you. I pray restore joy. I pray peace. I pray, glory to God, a desire for your word, for the word with the understanding and clarity of thought. And as we spoke earlier, you are her El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. You are, glory to God, hallelujah, the Lord, glory to God, that is Jehovah Shammah, glory to God, the Lord is there. For whatever it is, he'll never leave or not forsake us. So whatever it is that you need of, as you release yourself over to the hands of God and trust God, glory to God, he, glory to God, will divinely intercede and intercept on your behalf in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray courage. And as she, glory to God, be steadfast in the faith, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. In Jesus' name, glory to God, we bless you. We honor you, Lord, and we thank you. Praise God. We pray, God, for bless us, even if there's some finances that are needed. We ask you, Lord God, to move on that behalf as well. And anyone, glory to God, that may be in that situation for any of us because of circumstances, glory to God, beyond our control or whatever decision that was made or whatever, glory to God, that's needed for the restoring of the finances, for those things of whether it's an endeavor to do a work for the kingdom of God in ministry or whether it's something that's needed in the home. We ask you, Lord God, to move now. We bind up every device of the enemy that will come to hold those finances back. We send those angels out now in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you for the release, but we thank you for the power of prayer as we're in agreement and that we're going to keep striving and keep persevering and keep, glory to God, pursuing after you and speaking to this mountain, not climbing it, not going around, speaking to it till it comes down. You said in your word, if we submit ourselves to the Lord, resist the devil, he will flee. Glory to God.
Amen.
So we need to pray, and we need to pray in the Spirit, and we need to do so as well. Amen. And we know not what to pray for, but the Spirit does. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
You're definitely welcome. We give God the glory and praise. All praise for to you.
Amen. I will call you with a prayer report. Thank you.
Well, praise God. We'll look forward to hearing that too as well. Praise God. We pray now, God, in the midst of all the things that are going on with this election, that, God, we'll pray the prayer of faith, not our will and not our thou. Let us pray and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say concerning our government, concerning our president, concerning those, glory to God, are being elected and different officials and whatever. God, let us seek out the face of God. You are our Savior. You are our deliverer. You are, glory to God, the one, glory to God, that we look to as being the ultimate finish of our faith. God, we'll not get caught up, glory to God, and being manipulated by our opinions, this, that, and the other. Help us, glory to God, to look to God and to seek out his face and let God, glory to God, put whoever. And God, whatever happens, nevertheless, let us trust you that our faith is in you in the name of Jesus. You told us to not get caught up in these genealogies and these different conversations that don't glorify and magnify you. We thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom, the things that you allow us to discern, the things you allow us to see. Allow us, glory to God, that we won't try to manipulate others. Help us, glory to God, to hear the voice of God. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Cancel every satanic device of the enemy through vessels that the enemy used, glory to God, to cause chaos and confusion. Help us to be able to discern, to be able to listen to the voice of God in the name of Jesus. We pray for those missionaries over around the globe, in this city, around the country, wherever, glory to God, they're standing on the word and we're trying to reach different people, glory to God, to bring them to Christ. We bless you. Pray for the families. Pray, glory to God, for harmony. Pray, glory to God, for the dysfunctional home. And we pray for salvation. We pray for healing. We pray for counseling. We pray for deliverance. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that have lost their identity, don't know whether, glory to God, their ID is a male or a female or whatever. We know what the word of God says, glory to God, what he says. So we pray, glory to God, and walk in love, but we also pray for the truth that we're not compromised, but we'll speak deliverance and healing, that there comes the awareness, that they recognize the word of God and recognize truth and do so in Jesus' name. We pray, glory to God, hallelujah, for those that are in need of a Savior, for deliverance, God, that you would touch their hearts, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, give them a mind to want to be saved. Pray for, glory to God, for those that are out, that are witnessing, and those that bring the light, whether you use television, radio, whether you use a track, whether you use us on the street, whether you use us in the church, whether you use, glory to God, in the home, wherever it is, God, we pray that your word go out and it will touch hearts, that their lives will be changed. And God, that we'll not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, but we will humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and let him do the exalting. We glorify you. Thank you for those that are on the line tonight. Thank you for those prayer requests as we continue to pray, believing you for deliverance, believing you for healing, believing you for encouragement, believing you for joy, believing you for peace. Or some are tormented and can't rest, can't sleep, or going through various things, whether it's their bills, whether it's circumstances, whether it's grief, whether it's sorrow, whether it's things over there that are going on in their home, things going on in their job, loss of jobs, need a job, go over there, whatever. We're praying, God, that you will bless, bring deliverance, that their minds and hearts will be open, glory to God, to know no matter what it looks like, God still can work things out for the good. He still can turn some things around. Some have lost their faith because of the pain and the disappointment and the hurt and the anguish and the church hurts and church and home hurts in the home. Hurts, glory to God, from things. Some people that have not been delivered from childhood. God, whatever it may be, We believe in you for healing and deliverance. Put some people in their pathway, that cross their pathway with truth and the word and the anointing. And glory to God. And it won't be judging, glory, but it will bring the word that will bring healing and encouragement. God, we bless you. And you said those that are spiritual, go and restore such a one. For those that are falling away, in Jesus' name, God, we bless you tonight. And we thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for favor, God. Thank you, Lord God, for being our Savior. Thank you for being who you are. We glorify and magnify you. You are so worthy to be praised. There is none like thee, O Lord. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's the last request. We're going to prepare ourselves to be dismissed off the line tonight, but not off of God's presence. And we pray, glory to God, that we will allow the healing power of the Lord for whatever we may need. But most of all, get in a place to submit in obedience to the Spirit of the Lord and let the Word of God have free reign in us. Because a lot of times, and so forth, some of the things that we need, we're not walking all the time in obedience. And sometimes it's because some things are beyond our control because of the attack, but we can't get a caught up in on the attack. We got to get caught up on the Lord, because there's some things that we got because they happen. It's not because of sin, and it's not because we've done some things, and sometimes it is. We just got to find out from the Lord, see God's face and find out the direction. But whatever it is, we still going to have to trust God and cast those cares back to Him and walk in love, walk in forgiveness with one another, even ourselves. Don't let the things that you've gone through in your past dictate to you about what your future is, because that does not, your history don't have nothing to do with where God's going to take you when it comes to our future and our destiny. If we let Him and we cast those cares in the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. We don't want to be a POW, that we glory to God, be glory to God, allow ourselves to be caught up in prison of war. We don't want to be NIA, glory to God, missing in action, and we don't want to be KIF, killed in action, glory to God, because of error in our lives. We want to let God and even the enemy trying to trick and cause us to deviate off the path and come against the spirit that we didn't cover last tonight, a suicide, because there's too much of that coming up in the body of Christ too. We curse and cancel that assignment, and the blood of Jesus through depression and oppression, we curse and cancel that assignment of the enemy, come for destruction and destroying, and want people to go without lose out on what God has given to for their lives, their ministry, and their families. We plead the blood of Jesus, we speak life. We speak over to God that the word will bubble up, or someone will come across that path, water that area, bring life back to what God's promise said, and go to God and be revived. And we pray for the revival in us individually and collectively. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. That's going to be our dismissal tonight. And we pray that we get in a place, glory to God, that we can always bless Him and glorify Him in spite of our situation. We're not going, oftentimes I say, we're not going to be laughing like a hyena, but we need to know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hold on to His word and His promise, and He will bless us and bring, glory, that joy to manifest from the outside. In the name of Jesus. So tonight, I bid you Godspeed, blessings, prosperity, encouragement, and a desire for more of Him and His will to be done in you. Angels of the Lord be encamped about you. Have a good night. Shalom. Shalom.
God bless.
God bless. Good night.
Good night.
Praise the Lord. Good night.
Praise the Lord. Good night.
Praise the Lord. Good night.
Praise
Thank
the Lord.
You,
praise the Lord. Good night.
Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Good night.
God be the glory. Good night.
God bless the Lord for you. Sound like Mother Seaman. Praise God.
Praise the
we
Lord.
Bless Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
So whenever you feel up to it, you can close the lines. We're going to say goodnight to everybody. Amen. Is there another request out there? Is the reason why the line is still open? Did I miss something?
Oh, yeah. I was waiting. I just wanted prayer really quickly. I know you were getting off the line. I didn't want to cut in because I heard you praying earlier.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Prayer, you know, to keep walking in God's will, and just praying to keep a steady mind at work, because I'm having negative thoughts, and it's causing me to have anxiety.
Anxiety, just feeling numb. Praise God. We know that's a trick of the enemy, and you're doing the right thing and seeking God's face. And the Bible tells us that how can two walk together unless they agree. He said, then the two stand and touch and agree, and how he'll move in the midst. So we're going to pray and cancel those assignments, and we're going to pray most of all that run to the rock that's higher than you, that's the word, that's Jesus Christ. And so even when the enemy's trying to oppress you, press in to get in your word, even if you have to read that same scripture two or three times over or whatever it is, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in. And that's what the enemy does. When we go through those stages, he tries to do everything he can to keep us away from the word. And even when we try to get back in it, it's like, Lord, all the words run together. If I got to do that until the breakthrough comes, I'm going to read it. If I got to read the same scripture over and over this night, this morning, or whatever. When I wake up, I'm being the word. When I go to bed, I'm going to be in the word. Sometimes throughout the day, in the name of Jesus, feed your spirit. But the main thing is finding out what the promises of the Lord is, and read that and get it in your spirit. That's going to put the enemy to flight, because he can't stand for us to be in the power of operating in the anointing and so forth like this. So if he can get us, whether he gets us depressed, oppressed, suppressed, then he'll have a field day in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this woman of God. I pray right now that she's doing what you require of us, seeking first the kingdom of God, trusting in the Lord with all our heart and leaning not to our own understanding, acknowledging you. And you said you'll direct our path. It is your will for her to have a free mind. You said, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in you. You told us, glory to God, in Philippians 4:4-8. It's not, glory to God, about how we feel at that time. You said, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I said, rejoice. We're rejoicing in the Lord. We're not rejoicing in the circumstances or the situation. We're rejoicing in the foundation of knowing what your word says and who you are and who I am in you, and that you'll work everything for my good. I'm going to glory. I pray and make my request known unto you. When I pray, you said, glory to God, that you will give thanks and you'll give us the peace that passes all understanding. And glory to God, after you said that, you've given us that mindset to say, think on those things that are lovely, just and noble and of a good report. So I come against the forces of the enemy to come against I'm not putting it here and there because of the circumstances on the job, or whether it's on a home or something that she's going through personally. Still yet, it's the enemy. We cancel that assignment, because you said in your word, John 10:10, let us know that thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life and life more abundantly. So we come against the spirit of oppression, depression, suppression, all the spirit that's trying to hover over. We cancel your assignment in the name of Jesus. Every negative thing that's coming to the mind to try to distract her and try to get anxious and overwhelmed, we plead the blood of Jesus. We bind that up. We come against insomnia and some of the things that will try to keep her from sleeping and resting and having that record plan or that tape plan over and over and over of her circumstance, that she will have life and life more abundant. She will have peace. Glory to God. Your word says in Psalms 119 that, glory to God, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We bind her, the spirit of the enemy, of what assignment he's come against her to distract her, to steal her joy, to steal her peace. It's curse and counsel at the root. We speak that tonight she's going to start having some rest. We speak against any tormenting voices or spirits, glory to God, that will come to try to get interfere in her sleep, think that will distract instead of running to the word. It's causing her to do other things to fill that gap. We cancel that assignment. I pray, glory to God, the power of forgiveness, even in the hurt, the disappointment, whatever that may be going on, that God, if she cast that care and forgive, even though the hurt might be there, the power of forgiveness is going to set free, glory to God, her free, or glory to God, anything, whether it's going on the job, whether it's going on in a personal relationship, whether it's going on in a home, or whether, glory to God, it might have been a mistake. Whatever the enemy tries to use in our lives, we cancel his assignment. You told us to cast those cares and to trust you and to forgive. And even sometimes as we forgive them, we forgive ourselves. We trust in you, glory to God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. So, God, I pray, glory to God, encouragement to her. I pray, glory to God, that the word will come alive like it's coming off the pages. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the new beginning. And glory to God, making a crooked path straight. Where the enemy thought he was going to hold her down and keep her down and cause her, glory to God, to lose sight on what God says. God, I'm praying you get her to turn this thing back around. And God, she's going to find hope. She's going to find joy. She's going to be restored back into the place, even to a greater place of what you called her to be and to do. In the name of you, I pray for favor, God, and put people in her path and let her be able to discern the people in the path that are celebrating Jesus, celebrating her, not tolerating. And, Lord, let her not be in a place, Lord, God, that she just tolerates, but she'll be in a place, Lord, God, as I celebrate you, you will connect me with people and things, Lord, God, that you want me to do, and I'm going to walk the path that you have set before. Any dreams or visions that she had and the enemy is trying to deal or glory to God, try to put it on hold, I pray restoring it right now in the name of you. Let her go back, glory to God, and find that place. And if she haven't had it, God, start giving her a dream or a vision, glory to God, of what it is to come and for her future. Help her not, glory to God, be manipulated by what the adversary had for her. And whatever she needs to remember, stir in her spirit tonight to remember it. And God, in Jesus' name we pray, healing, encouragement, build her up, glory to God. Help her to know that you are her El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. That you are, glory to God, hallelujah, Jehovah, Jehovah, glory to God, Shalom, the God of peace, the Lord of peace. God, I bless you for her. And I thank you for healing in whatever area, in whatever capacity in her life that she's needed. Help her, glory to God, to be steadfast in the faith. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Praise God. You got to believe it, too, because one thing in this world is to pray. One believing, one hoping. No, you get to a place, no, devil, I am tired of you robbing and stealing. And any place, even if I've been short, God, for my time with you or being obedient to you, you just forgive me. That's going to be a key to opening the door for God to move away. Any area that I am, as I release these people and things, where we have situations to you, it may not seem that nothing has changed. But by faith, that's what it is in Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I don't see the change, but by faith I believe your report. When we get to Hebrews 6, it says it's impossible to please God without faith. Then we must believe God, for those that come to him must believe and diligently seek him, that he's going to reward them. And go over to Mark 11. It tells us, glory to God, when you pray, believe that you receive. Don't let the devil come up against. No more doubt. No more doubt. Because James says, let us know, glory to God, a double-minded man. And sometimes when we get overwhelmed and we get frustrated or we get caught up and we're trying to find our way, doubt does be there. We have to just acknowledge that. But God, I'm casting those cares back to you. I'm asking you to help me day by day. Let the word be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. But I take a step by step until I get to that path. Because if you walk out your door to get to your car, it takes steps, and you get to your goal or your destination. After you get into the vehicle, you make the steps, make that same step like that is for the things that you want to accomplish or what you want from God. Amen. That's faith.
Amen. Thank you.
So be encouraged. Keep speaking in the Korean or so now, because if you start letting doubt come back in, you start wavering. So, you know, you make it tonight that, you know, I'm going to start wavering. So I pray a deaf ear to everything contrary to the will of God, and your ears open, fine, keen tune to the Spirit of the Lord, looking for a great report that God's going to bless in your life. Amen?
Amen.
So you trust
Amen.
God. As the Lord say the same, and your desire to meet with us again in the future, the lines will be open to meet back with us. And if you need to go back online to leave it on the computer, even for some prayers that might encourage your heart from time past that we've done for any episode, then you just look under blogtalkradio.com/design connection. And then you can pull things up, you know, if you need some encouragement.
All right. Oh, thank you so much. I really needed that. Because it's just been every couple of days.
What happened every couple of days? I missed that. What you said?
Just the hopelessness and the disappointment. So I'm gonna keep praying and pressing through.
Praise the Lord. I have never did this before, other than the people that I do know that are regular, that the prayer warriors that come online. I am a prayer warrior. I don't get in people's business. I just pray. I've been ministering for almost 30 years now. I've been saved 30-something years. So the number pops up, and I don't really know whose number is who, but this last number that popped up, that came up, if you desire, we're not going to take the liberty to do anything other than you say yes or not. And if need be, is it just even once a week just to call or to pray with you to get this breakthrough to a total, we believe it's already done in the spirit, but pulling it down into this realm for you for manifestation, then I'm not going to call it out over the airways. But if you say so, then I will. If not, we'll leave it until you come call back in next time for prayer.
Oh, yes. Yes, I really would like that, because I know that I'm supposed to be doing something for God, because when I went to church, they said it was greatness in my belly, and then I fell out, and I can't remember what happened. But I'm trying to figure out what's going on, because I never experienced these kind of feelings like this, and I really don't. I'm praying, but I don't know what's going on.
Well, praise God. If you say okay, then we are touching back basically with you in the next day or two, or either tomorrow. I'm going to say this. One letter, one number is started with a 5 and one ends with a 1. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, then we leave it at that. And Pastor VJ, I will call you either, if not tomorrow, if the Lord leads, or the next day, whichever one. But I will be praying with you to pray through. I'm not praying with you to get into your business. I'm praying for those things that what you already requested. And if the future of God say something in specific that we need to target, that you're struggling with in trying to find your place in the Lord, do so. But other than that, we're going to pray what the Spirit of the Lord says, and also the things that you've already put on the altar. That's where we're going with that. Because it's disturbing when people are saying they're going to pray for you, and all they want to do is have an ear to get itching ears to hear, and then become where they collecting people's business and collecting and causing disturbance or busybody. That's what they're not ministering us as ministers of reconciliation for all of us. Even when we get saved, we're to encourage and to build and to tear down the strongholds that's necessary of what the enemy is coming with, not for what they get intercepting in people's lives to cause chaos and confusion. That's of the enemy. We're not to do that. But we're to also be able to point people to Christ, live a life accordingly, even as being examples and lights before the Lord. So I am in the business of trying to encourage and to for people from getting saved, delivered, or healed, or whatever. Even while we're going through our own situation, the more we walk in freedom and liberty in the Lord, even though we may have challenges in the background, but as we walk in that way, we can be a helpful one to another. Because the Bible says, "How can two walk together lest they agree?" And if we glory to God, how can the blind lead the blind? So we have to be in a position, in a place where we can be able to help others, and we have to let God continue to work on our vessel so we can go stronger. But He has a work for you. God will send that word out for no reason. But while that we have that knowledge of it, we got to find our way in the path that God wants us. And sometimes the enemy will cause us to struggle with it, with other things he'll try to oppress us with, for us not to be able to focus on what direction. So sometimes the stronghold's got to be pulled down so we can clearly see our way. So the way to do that is in the Word, praying and seeking God's faith. Even though it was a struggle before, God has caused some things to drop off now, and your ears to come open more to the truth. And as you take your time daily, stay in the Word, even like I said, if you only have a few scriptures, find the Word. Look in the Word in Psalms 91. Look into Psalms, 23. Look into Philippians 4. Look into the word that he's saying concerning whatever promise he had for you. Jeremiah 29 and 11, and it's probably 13 too, so it says that he's let us know that He has a plan for us, and that plan is good and not the evil to give us that expected end to bless us and to prosper us. So we got to know and talk about this when we pray, like you said in Mark 11, pray, believe that you receive. So no matter what the circumstances look like, I got to trust God. So there's promises in the Word for us to draw to, and even we got to read it and read it. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. If you can even remember Isaiah 41:10, get that, start writing it down and get in your spirit and start, you know, confessing that as well. You're going to find yourself being built up daily, just strengthened daily. But anything he can get you distracted by, your problems, your situation, your circumstances, that's bringing depression. No. Everything got the bow of the name of Jesus. No, I don't receive that. Satan, I bind you up. You know, I have the mind of Christ, and I'm going to cast all my cares upon him, and I'm going to work on walking in my faith. And so, no, you don't have to receive everything that comes to your mind or the circumstances going around you. But when you believe God, even though I don't see no evidence of it, but I believe your report, after a while you're going to start seeing some things that the enemy will have to lose this hope. Okay?
Okay.
You be encouraged, my dear. We'll be on Monday night at 7 o'clock. And on every second and fourth Sunday, we have people come on to minister at 7 o'clock. That's only on the second and fourth Sunday, but on the Monday nights, we're here at 7. So whatever time you come on, whether it's 7 o'clock, 7:30, usually we're still here at 8 o'clock or whatever, or 8:30. But I thought the night was going to be early, but God had a plan. He sent us a little bit different for the prayer requests. Really was the main thing for tonight. So we glorify the Lord for all that he's done and doing. And I'm not going to keep you any longer. I want you to meditate on those things, but don't go to bed without reading the Word and getting it in your spirit, even if you can't read number 91 Psalms a night or Isaiah 41:10. Get it in your spirit, and then he'll show you all the promises. Okay?
Okay. I'm doing it now.
All right. Be blessed with the Lord. I pray God's blessing and peace upon you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Then love you. God bless and good night.
Good night, Dobby.
Shalom.